certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe all the way, scores!
Hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast post-game edition for this Wednesday, January 5th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Like always, you can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. We're going to break down the Oilers game tonight in the good old T-Dot. And we'll just kind of recap everything that happened. We'll hear from Leon Draisaitl and head coach Dave Tippett as well. And thanks for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day or night. We are free and available on all platforms. Let's get to it. The Oilers fall by a score of 42 to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Some stats. Leafs outshot the Oilers 33-30. 56% went to the Leafs in the faceoffs. Leafs went 1-for-2 on the power play. The Oilers 0-for-1. Hits 22-19 for the Leafs. Blocks 13-6 for the Oilers. Giveaways 11-8. 11 for the Leafs, 8 for the Edmonton Oilers. And all in all, I mean, a very good game by the Edmonton Oilers. Probably their best effort since that Seattle win back in mid-December. Again, the Oilers gave up the first goal. And we're going to get to some stats on that in the second segment, just after Leon Draisaitl. But they gave up the first goal once again. And it's a bad goal. It's a deflection off the backboards. And Mike Smith kicks it into his own net or goes off him. And the Oilers are down 4:25 into the first period. But they fought back. Brendan Perlini, the second of the season from Sevier and Turris on a nice little play. About 5 minutes after that to tie the game. Then just under 2 minutes after that, Leon Draisaitl from Yamamoto on another nice play. Leon with his 26th of the season. But they couldn't escape the first period with the lead, as at 19:32, TJ Brody put the shot on net. It deflects off Darnell Nurse and behind Mike Smith. That's how the first ended. The second would be the same. Nothing really going into the third. It opened up a bit. Some good chances all through. But Mikheyev eventually found the game winner on the power play at 11:25. That's Toronto's second power play unit. And then Kerfoot would ice it with the empty netter with 15 seconds to go. And like I said, the Oilers, for me, they played well. They worked their butts off. Even had the lead, but just wasn't enough on the night. When things are bad, they're bad. It's the 24th time this season they gave up the first goal, 21st time since November 1st. I guess the positive, Brendan Perlini scores, and he didn't look too bad out there. Draisaitl was an absolute horse as he played 24-49, but he was all over the ice. He was a minus two. He was on for two goals against for sure, but did a lot of the face-off work, even killed penalties, so he can't be too harsh on the big German there. He did all he could, and now ties McDavid for the league lead in points with 53 as he scored his 26th goal of the season. Smith, after the first goal, I mean, he made some big saves. I go back to that late one on Nylander to keep the game at two late in the second. But still, the first goal was a bad one. You got to call it how it is. Second one's a deflection. Third one, Slater Cuckoo with an awful play there. He was awful. Weak on the winning goal by Mikheyev. And then he had another giveaway. He's just, I'll put it to you this way, Slater Cuckoo, when everybody's healthy, I prefer Willie Lagesson. I prefer Chris Russell over him 100%. Marcus Nemelainen, who's not very good with the puck on his stick, but they're all better than Slater Cuckoo. He has been atrocious this year, and that's putting it lightly. The PK continues to leak. They give up another one. I think now that's 7 or 8 straight games they've given up a power play goal, so that's not good. PK definitely taking many steps back. Lagesson, Perlini, two guys that drew in, I thought they were okay. They did some good stuff, and again, I'd pick Lagesson over Cuckoo. How about McLeod at 2-2, wide open net, decides to pass it back across looking for Zach Hyman. Like, young kid, yes. And listen, I had never even close to playing anywhere high-level hockey, but it's just when things aren't going your way, they aren't going your way. And then that's the biggest indicator right there. Like a wide open net, lift your head, kid. Jeez, man. Like you had the goal right there. Another thing that's kind of making its rounds on Twitter, Turris was out there on power play number one. And then you pull the goalie for the extra attacker and you throw out Zach Cassian. And listen, Jesse Puljujarvi, yeah, no one's been good as of late. Let's not sit here and say, well, No, I get it. But man, of those three guys, who's the guy that's going to give you the best opportunity to score? Who's the bigger body? Jesse Puljujarvi. He's not out there as the extra attacker, but you put Zach Cassian playing his first game in weeks, who's the definition of inconsistent, and Kyle Turris, that if it wasn't for the COVID cases and the injuries, this guy probably wouldn't even be in the NHL. Well, he would, because the Oilers are not getting rid of him, but you know what I mean. He wouldn't even be playing. Yet, he's on your number one power play? Come on. Come on. Like, that's just ridiculous. And the Edmonton Oilers are sliding. That's five straight now. Two wins in their last 13 games. Let's look at the wild card race right now. They sit, they're still in a playoff spot miraculously. 38 points, but just behind them, Winnipeg, Los Angeles. They have games in hand on the Oilers. They're only 1 point back. Vancouver and San Jose, 3 points back, even at games. So the Edmonton Oilers still hanging on, but now they're 18-14-2. And that good start went out the window. And it went out the window a long time ago. And I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't expect a lot, but this is not good for the Edmonton Oilers. You're going to hear Draisaitl, like, he's defeated. He's out of answers. Dave Tippett was more optimistic. We'll also hear from him, but he's the coach. I mean, what is he supposed to say? They played well, guys. Like, it's hard to sit here and be so hard on this team, especially after a game like that, where they worked their butts off. They didn't have the best lineup, but they worked their butts off, and they were right there, up until that power play, and they just couldn't get the save. They couldn't. They won the draw, but Cuckoo can't make a play. So it's kind of, I guess for one night, we can call out the good, we can call out the bad, but you got to at least applaud the effort by the Edmonton Oilers. They showed up tonight, and that's the effort they need every game going forward, and they'll be successful, especially when they start getting some bodies. They had no McDavid, no Derek Ryan, no Nugent Hopkins, who landed on the IR, by the way, if you haven't heard, 3 to 4 weeks, and then without Tyson Barrie. So a lot of guys missing from the lineup, but most of the teams are going through this. So no more excuses, guys. Like, it's time to buck up, man, and get going and turn this thing around, because this team, like I've said on multiple occasions on this podcast, cannot miss the playoff. Oilers fall 4-2 to the Toronto Maple Leafs, fifth straight loss. They're off until Monday when they take on the Ottawa Senators. We're all hoping that game's a go, and then they're off for a while because there's another game postponed. We'll get to all that stuff coming up here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good, you'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, you want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week three, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chalk? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers pod. More announcements were made today regarding the schedule. So the Edmonton Oilers will be off for a while now. Yeah, so they expected to play Monday the 10th. Their January 18th game against Chicago has been postponed. Same with the Minnesota one on the 12th, Vegas on the 14th, Winnipeg on the 16th. So after Monday, they get a lot of time off here. The next scheduled game is Florida. We'll see if that one gets postponed, probably more than likely. So the Oilers are going to have some time off here, a lot of time off. Is it time to make a move? Who the hell knows? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys anymore, but let's hear from a guy who had a I thought he was pretty good in this game. He was leaned on a lot, scored his 26th of the season to lead the NHL. Now he's tied with 53 points with his teammate Connor McDavid for the league lead in points. But here's Leon Draisaitl meeting with the media following tonight's game.
I guess it could have went either way after the second, but yet we're standing here leaving again. No points.
I mean, is there any way you can express, the exasperation that you're going through right now? Can you see that there's going to be a better days down the road, or it doesn't take anything in the spirit of the moment right now?
You hope that there's better days ahead, but it's frustrating. No one wants to lose. I've been losing for a long time now, so eventually, you know, it's time to win, right? So, yeah, just leave it at that.
Yeah, just,
I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about, you know, the coach of this team, and I think that, you know, a lot of times when a coach gets fired, it's because his team quits on him, but I don't see any indication of that with you guys.
Yeah, no, we're not quitting on anyone. We're not quitting on our coach. We're not quitting on ourselves as players, our team, our goalies, nobody. We're not quitting. Still lots of season left, right? But it's frustrating. Eventually, you have to find a way to turn it around. And obviously, we're hurting right now with key players out. That never helps, but every team's going through that. So, yeah, we just got to figure it out eventually.
That was Leon Draisaitl meeting with the media. And you gotta, I know I've been hard about the emotion of this team, but just kind of when you watch that, because I watched it, like he's just, I mean, frustration is probably at an all-time high. This is a team that hasn't had a lot of success since Draisaitl and McDavid have been here. So it's just like they might be thinking, here we go again. Like, are we even good enough to turn this around? Like, there's just no answers right now. And interesting that he's like, we're not quitting on the coach. We're not quitting on this. We're not. And then he's like, we're not quitting on our goalies. Could have just said we're not quitting on each other, but it was interesting. But maybe I'm reading too much into it. But I mean, it's no secret the Oilers goaltending is a big question mark. It's all around the league. And with the situation today with Koskinen coming out and throwing his team under the bus, like, oh, good Lord, what a situation. But I don't know why people were mad at Dave Tippett for that. Like, he was asked the question, he answered it, and it was a terrible goal. And this team needs more accountability. I'm totally fine with it. And sure, yeah, of course Mikko Koskinen's not going to like it. Who the hell would? But they say, well, you know, my team only scored 7 goals. Like, it is what it is. I think Mikko Koskinen's days are numbered here. But it's a tough situation. Go watch Leon Draisaitl's presser, and you'll see it all over his face. And, you know, we're hard, we're media, but we have to be honest. I mean, can't sit here and sugarcoat it. I don't think we're doing the fans justice if we're sugarcoating it and saying it's good. It's not good. They've won 2 of their last 13 games. The 2 best players in the world right now. Kenny Holland went out and filled holes that, you know, everybody wanted him to. Now, a lot of the players he brought in were not highly received here in Edmonton, and it's showing why. Like, Kenny Holland's gambled, and so far the gambles are not paying off. A lot of them are not. Maybe 1 or 2 are, but a lot of them are not. And it's a tough situation for this team, and you feel for the players. But as media and as the guys that host podcasts and all that, we have to be honest. And it's never personal. Never. It's just, I mean, 2 wins out of 13, man. Like, what are we supposed to say? I want to get to this, and we keep talking about something that's become kind of a joke now. It's almost ridiculous how many times the Oilers have given up the first goal. But Brian Swain, a longtime member of the Edmonton media, worked for Post Media. I think now he's with the hockey writers and does a lot of U Sports stuff. He tweeted this out about an hour ago. He said, average shot number Oilers goalie has allowed opponent's first goal. Okay, so average shot number goalie has allowed opponent's first goal. Koskinen in 19 starts, 8.1, so around the 8th shot. Smith, 6 starts, 9.5, close to Koskinen. Skinner, 9 starts, 12.7, so a little bit better there. Now, he adds, number of times giving up a goal within the first 3 shots. Koskinen has done it 7 times. Smith, 4, which means also it's his last 4 starts, and Skinner's done it twice. So when we sit here and all those people wanting to, the goaltending hasn't been good all around. Now, who's been the better goaltender? It's probably Skinner, Smith, and Koskinen. But today I saw everybody defending Koskinen, and I was like, are we serious here? Let's be honest. He's not a good goaltender. Look at those numbers. Go to at Brian Swain and look at him for yourselves. Has Smith been any better? No. No, he hasn't. He's less prone to giving up weak goals, but he's still, you're still not winning, and Skinner's let in some weak ones too, quick ones as well. So this is not just all on Mikko Koskinen. The goaltending as a whole for the Edmonton Oilers has not been good. But Mikko Koskinen, who's played the most due to Smith's injury, has been a problem. And now we're like, oh, Dave Tippett, he's such a meanie. Get out of here. Play better, man. That's it. Yeah, and the team in front of you has to be better too. I agree 100%. But it's just, it's fascinating this stat by the Edmonton Oilers. Like, it is truly unbelievable that they can't score the first goal. And look, the other night it was a giveaway by Koskinen, and tonight it's a shot that hits the backboards. Mike Smith is trying to track it, hits his skate into the net. You can't make this stuff up, man. Like, it's absolutely crazy. But what do? You move forward. You try to get a win on Monday, and if that doesn't go their way, I don't know what you do. But we'll continue to find solutions and see what's going to happen here. I know everybody's asking for heads to roll, but I just don't see that happening. But we'll talk about that, and we'll get to Dave Tippett here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new year betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. You just use our promo code LOCKEDON to get started. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, as Oilers lose 4-2 to the Toronto Maple Leafs, their fifth straight loss, and the Oilers are falling pretty hard right now. Only four games over 500, which is bizarre right now. Bizarro world for the Edmonton Oilers. They play better tonight. Can't discount their effort, because they came and they worked their butts off and had a chance to win this game with a depleted lineup, but it just didn't go their way. And when things are going bad, it almost seems like it keeps piling on and piling on. So and with all the COVID stoppages and postponements, it's I don't know if it helps the Oilers for time off, or if these guys need to get back at it right away. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Is it better that they're going to be off for a while? They're going to get bodies back. Obviously, that helps. But does this team, is this what they need right now? It's not playing, or I don't know. Interesting. Definitely interesting. Let's get to the head coach, Dave Tippett. Here he is, just kind of assessing the overall performance from his team tonight.
We got lots of try in our game. There's lots of try, lots of push, lots of people trying to have an impact on the game, which is good to see. We can't get that play made that makes a difference in the positive side for us, you know. It's a game where every play counts, and you need that play to get you over the top. They got it tonight. We didn't.
Right. Then another player who, after the New Jersey game, he was day-to-day. Didn't expect him back this quick. At least I didn't. But here's the head coach on his veteran goaltender's performance.
He was solid. A couple of first two goals, one off the backboard and one off two legs or whatever. But he gave us a chance to win.
Just a few more from the head coach, Dave Tippett. I think the Toronto media asked this one, but is there hope? How's the hope to turn this around for the Edmonton Oilers? Here's Dave Tippett.
Yeah, we've been like that for a while. Like, we got to find a way to take that next step. But some of the things we've been trying to do as a team, we've really pushed hard to get better at, and I think eventually those results from that work will get done.
One last one, we've kind of been talking about him tonight. Leon Draisaitl was an absolute horse tonight. Here's the head coach on the workload for the big German.
No, he's a big, strong man. You're looking at it, when you're missing two centermen out of there, especially, Ryan takes a lot of the faceoffs on the right side for us, so Draisaitl was the only guy really winning them for us tonight early, so he takes a lot of the important ones. But I thought McLeod played very well tonight too. He was, he was a good player for us and some extra time. So, but Draisaitl is, he has an impact on so many parts of the game. It's, he knew he was going to get a heavy workload tonight, and he did.
That was Dave Tippett meeting with the media earlier this evening following his team's end of the road trip, where they did not win a game. They go 0-5, 2 points, though overtime points, but they lose in St. Louis, Devils, Islanders in OT, they lose to the Rangers, and they lose to Toronto. So following a six-game losing streak, and then they were able to pick up a couple of wins, they dropped five straight. So the Edmonton Oilers reeling big time right now. What's the solution? And Dave Tippett has been the big topic of conversation. He's not going anywhere. Let's just be honest. He's not going anywhere. You heard him yesterday, and he's like, I don't worry about that stuff. And then the comment that made it interesting goes, I'm with Kenny Holland, and he's a good guy. Like, what the hell does that mean? But I'll be honest, if Kenny Holland's sitting there and thinking two wins out of 13 is just going to fly in the sitting and nothing, no changes is going to cut it, like, come on, man. Like, your goaltending's not good enough. plain and simple. Your D-core is not good enough. Up front, I can't believe I'm saying this, but you need more depth. You do. So I don't know what he does. It's not like he has a lot of options. He doesn't, but you got to do something, man. This team is far too past a stage where an Edmonton Oilers team should be in the kind of rut they are in. Like, this is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years ago stuff. Like, what the hell are we doing here? So while I know everybody wants Dave Tippett fired, I truly don't think it's going to happen. It's not. Now, if they lose on Monday, maybe, but it's not going to happen from here to Monday. I'll be floored if it happens. And I'm not saying I'm okay with that. No, I'm saying this team needs a shot in the arm, and I don't know what it is. But I don't think Kenny Holland's going to fire Dave Tippett, and I don't see a trade coming, so I don't know what to do. But and in saying that, but Kenny Holland has to be trying to do something, because you can't just sit there and do nothing. And you're going to get an opportunity here with not a lot of games that if you want to make a change, this is the perfect time, because you're going to get practice time, new players or a new coach, whatever it's going to be. This is the time to do it now. Don't do it when you're into February and the schedule is going to be so busy that it's just not going to work. So I don't know what you do. I truly don't. It's frustrating times in Edmonton once again. I see a lot of people on complaining about the power plays. But, guys, you got to earn your power plays. Is there one play today in the Oilers game where you're like, the ref missed a call? I don't think so. I watched the whole game. You got to just – and the guys worked hard. But it's just maybe the other team's really good at not taking penalties. I don't know. But that's – like, let's throw that excuse away. The officials had nothing to do with today's loss. Nothing. What do you put it on? It's just when the team's reeling, man, nothing goes right. And they were there. They were close. And hopefully they can pick up a win Monday, because then they're going to be off for quite a while. So what do you guys do? Where do you put is there any changes coming from here till Monday? I'll ask you that question. I'll say no. But 4-2 loss by the Edmonton Oilers. I've kind of enjoyed these post games on the podcast. Usually can't do them due to me being on the TSN 1260 post game show. But this will be the last one, at least for now, as I'll be back to work on Monday. Looking forward to it. Looking to hearing from everybody there as well. But we'll continue with the Locked On podcast this week, mostly in the evenings, just because I have more spare time and it's just easier to do. So hopefully you're still enjoying it. And like always, you can hit me up on Twitter at HernanMan and at Locked On Oilers. Keep the downloads coming. Download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. And like, so what do we do, guys? I mean, it's okay to be happy with their effort tonight, but it's not okay that they continue to lose. Like, moral victories in this city will not fly anymore. We went through that for way too long here to just be like, they played well, so we'll be okay. No, this team needs points, needs something here, and I don't know what it is. And we'll see if there's changes coming this week or next week. We'll await and go from there. But the Oilers now off until Monday, so it's just practice time and all that. And hopefully McDavid, Barry, Ryan, Nuge can all return sooner rather than later to this team, because they need all their horses if they want to turn this around. But guys, I know it's not how we wanted the night to end, but we'll roll on. Stay safe, stay warm out there, and we'll chat soon. For the Locked On Oilers podcast and my producer Juanito, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros.